A new special September 11th issue of Double Take magazine is on the newsstands. Double Take is a quarterly publication with essays and poetry and fiction, but it's best known for its photographs printed on heavy coated paper. The final picture in this special issue is a daguerreotype, a luminous silvery image using photography's earliest technology. The view is south. One Trade Center tower remains standing under its plume of smoke. Jerry Spagnoli is the daguerreotypist. His studio is on West 26th Street. He had a direct view of the towers and decided to take his camera up on the roof.
So I prepared the plates. I prepared one, went up, shot it, came back, decided not to develop it, just went up with another plate, shot that, came back, developed them, and then prepared a larger plate, which is the plate that you see in the magazine, and went up and made that exposure.
Now, why were you coming back down? What were you missing in the first two tries?
Well, it wasn't so much missing as, for example, I mean, I wanted to avoid, preparing all the plates and then shooting them all together because I didn't know how things would develop. So I was preparing a plate, shooting it, then coming back down, preparing the next plate. So in other words, it'd be like a 10 to 12 minute interval between exposures, basically, because of the preparation necessary for each individual exposure.
The daguerreotype on the inside cover of Double Take magazine. Let me ask you to help describe this.
Sure.
It's a view from your roof looking south, and we see one tower on fire. And is the other one missing or obscured here?
The South Tower has just collapsed. You can see a column of smoke descending the entire length of the forward, the North Tower. And then at the base, you can see the tremendous dust cloud, which was formed by the collapse. So, after that, then I prepared another plate and shot that and made that exposure seconds before the second tower came down.
There on the roof of your studio, what is your challenge at that moment using this kind of photography as compared to something brand new and ordinary?
Well, in this particular case, I was using this very fast lens, and the exposure that I used for this image was about 3 seconds, which is rather short for a 19th century material.
Why do you say rather short for 19th century material?
A normal exposure for a daguerreotype might be like 16 seconds using a conventional lens. So to get an exposure of 3 seconds is, unusual.
And again, you needed that the shorter exposure for what reason?
Well, when things are moving in daguerreotypes, because of the long exposure, they'll actually disappear. I've had many occasions of photographing on the street, and people who are walking completely disappear, and clouds completely disappear if the wind is blowing. And having that experience, I knew that the smoke would disappear. And of course, the smoke was the telltale sign of the event. Without defining the smoke, it wouldn't be an accurate document.
You then go back to your studio with the daguerreotype plate. What is it you have in your hand at that point, and what has to happen before you can actually see what you have taken?
Well, the daguerreotype, basically I should describe the process. You have a metal plate that's it's a copper plate that's silver plated, and then the silver plate is polished to a mirror finish. Then the silver is exposed to iodine and bromine that sensitizes it and makes it possible to produce an image on it. And what you're left with is silver particles dispersed on the silver surface.
And if you reproduce the daguerreotype in a magazine on very nice paper in Double Take magazine, how much of the true quality of this image is lost, do you think?
It's sort of like looking at a drawing of a painting. There is some essential component of the image which is lost. One of the reasons that I'm attracted to using this material as a documentary form is that there is an uncanny reality to the daguerreotype. There's a transparency to it which allows the viewer to feel as if they are viewing a real thing. If you've seen portraits, 19th century portraits, I think you know what I'm talking about. When you look at a portrait of a person in a daguerreotype, you really have the feeling that you're looking at the person. There's a sense of volume, a sense of space to them, which is really quite extraordinary and can only be experienced in the actual material itself, the polished silver surface and the way that it interacts with light.
Mr. Spagnoli, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Jerry Spagnoli speaking with us about his daguerreotype of the World Trade Center in a special edition of Double Take magazine.